Tomorrow is Tom DeLay's final day in Congress. The Texas Republican and one-time majority leader was known for his bare-knuckle tactics when dealing with Democrats and sometimes with his own party. But it was an indictment in Texas that caused him to step down as leader. And it was his entanglement with a disgraced Washington lobbyist that brought his political career to an end. Today, DeLay addressed his colleagues for the last time from the floor of the House. From the Capitol, NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
If you wanted to know just how polarizing Tom DeLay's career as a Republican leader was, a quick look around the House chambers during his farewell speech told the story. The right side, the Republican side, was packed with Congress members, their staff, their interns, standing and cheering throughout the remarks. The left side, however, the side critics allege rarely got its say while DeLay was majority leader, was largely empty. For his part, DeLay made no apologies for his brand of legislating.
Partisanship is the worst means of settling fundamental political differences, except for all the others.
The former exterminator from Sugar Land, Texas, rose to majority whip after 1994 and to majority leader in 2002. He tightly controlled committees and made sure that liberals and even moderate Republicans stayed on the outside of the process. His nickname, the Hammer, said it all. But ethical problems proved to be his undoing. A Texas indictment on campaign money laundering and ties to lobbyist Jack Abramoff caused DeLay to decide against running for another term.
I have scraped and clawed for every vote, every amendment, for every word of every bill that I believed in my heart would protect human freedom and defend human dignity. I have done so at all times, honorably and honestly, Mr. Speaker, as God is my witness and history is my judge.
DeLay still awaits trial on the Texas charges. Meanwhile, Jack Abramoff has agreed to work with federal investigators looking into congressional corruption. On this day, though, DeLay smiled and said he would, as always, exit stage right, where his fellow Republicans were waiting with hugs. Luke Burbank, NPR News, the Capitol.